Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You guys are deep into fall semester now, so tensions are starting to run high on every level at school. We want to give you an opportunity to vent without repercussion.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have our vents line, and it's 404-954-1360. You call up that line. If you're a teacher, if you're a student, if you're a parent, if you're in administration, and you have to deal with educating our youth or being part of the youth that's being educated, and you need to get some stuff off your chest, you can vent. This is all because Callan heard my husband's segment venting about the carpool lane. And granted, we're several months in now, so people should have it figured out. And he's very perturbed that they don't.
This system that they have to drop off kids at Jimmy's preschool. There's station 1, 2, and 3. You pull up into a spot, you unload your kids, and you keep it moving. This is this lady's first offense. They're unloading their kids. They're in spot 2 and 3. I'm waiting for them to pull out. They're taking their sweet M time. Drop off line is not a social circle. It's not time to chit chat. As I'm unloading Jimmy, these two ladies are still just hanging out talking. So now they're getting the death stare. I get my truck and I look at my front windshield and guess what they're doing now? They're pulling shoes out of the back seat, showing each other their shoes. I'm like, I'm not going to honk. I just ease past. As I'm going around, one of the ladies finally goes around her car and she's saying something. My side window's open. I don't know what she's saying. I just merely yell, sure.
So, you know, my husband may have been in a bit of a place. So he was easily tipped over the edge. But if it's the carpool lane, if it's homework, whatever your vent may be, call us up. Get it off your chest. We use the voice disguiser. We don't use names. You can curse if you need to. Just get it out rather than taking it out on those around you.
While we're talking about teachers, did you hear about this former teacher in Missouri that had an OnlyFans page? She wasn't even showing her face, but one of the teachers or one of the parents found out about it somehow, some way.
Yeah,
right.
I wonder what that way might have been.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It just came across.
Which is a really good point, right? So they found out about it, and administration's like, hey, you can't be on OnlyFans if you're a teacher. And she's like, I think I can. I haven't even shown my face on this thing. It's really not a me problem. And she brought up the fact that, look, I have an OnlyFans, but somebody saw it.
Yeah.
So, all right. And they said, well, then we're going to have to let you go. And she said, all right, fine, I'll figure out what I can do with this OnlyFans thing. She made $1 million in a year.
Wow.
She was making $42,000 as a teacher. And now she made $1 million on OnlyFans. So I don't know what she started to expose, but it's worked.
Definitely worked out.
Right. All right, so follow-up Thursday. We call it follow-up Thursday because there are Burt Show storylines that are lingering, and you guys remind us about them. So we try to get to the truth for you. This one comes from Kathy LaFay. And she says, hey, Burt Show, P1 here. I listen every day to the podcast, and I love your bonus BS, where you guys get a little bit saucier, she says, saucier. I'm wondering if you can do a follow-up one Thursday on a story from August or September of 2022. It was about a woman who had been dating a guy named Kyle for a couple of months and found out he had a major health issue. She wondered if she should stay with him and risk heartbreak. I've got to know Burt Show. What is the status of their relationship now?
So yeah, this aired last September. After 2 months of dating, she found out that Kyle was battling a major health issue. He hoped the worst was behind him, but there was a possibility of the issue becoming life-threatening. Our listener wanted to support him through his journey, but she was hesitant. She imagined it would be painful to love someone battling a life-threatening issue. We were torn about what she should do, but we suggested that she go on one more date and let that lead her heart. So we need to know, is Kyle's health better? Are the two still together? What happened?
It was a tough decision, but I decided to keep seeing him. I figured that we all have uncertainties in life, and his situation just put a sharper focus on that truth. Fast forward to now, and I can honestly say it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Kyle's health has been stable, thankfully. He's had a few scares and rough patches, but overall, he's doing okay. His strength and positive attitude through all of this have been nothing short of inspiring. We've grown incredibly close over the past year. He's taught me to really focus on what is important and let go of the drama associated with petty problems. He is so wise, and I love getting advice from him. Emotionally, it's been a roller coaster. I won't lie, the fear of what might happen is always in the back of my mind. But I've realized that this fear isn't a reason to run away from something that feels so right. Thanks for all your advice and support from the last year. It really helped me during a confusing time. Not sure what the future holds, but I'm grateful for every day I have with Kyle. Take care, everyone.
Yeah.
You talk about like being forced to live in the moment right here. Because you just never, I mean, none of us know, right? So he knows he's sick, but we really don't know what's going to happen to us tomorrow.
And it's not only living in the moment, but recognizing what you should get, what you should give an F about and what you shouldn't.
Right.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that he has somebody to be by his side through such a rough time that he knows is going to be loyal to him. That's dope.
Right.
Get it. The Burt Show.